this morning, that as well as you guys have been playing, you haven't really played a full complete game. Is tonight about as close as you can get to
it? Yeah, I think so. You know, right from the start, we played the way we want to, especially against a Pittsburgh team who has so much offense. Coming into the game, we really wanted to concentrate on our D, and I thought we did that, and then we generated opportunities off of that.
How's to have Steven Stamkos up? He's got 18 points in 9 games. He's setting those guys up. He's got a lot of this.
Yeah, it's impressive. You know, it's kind of the might be ahead of pace that he was last year when he got hurt there. So. Spent a lot of time with him last year rehabbing, obviously, both of us, and you could see how hungry he was and how excited he was for this year. And I said coming into the year, a healthy, hungry Steven Stamkos is really good for us and bad for the rest of the league. And I think he's showing that. He's he's our leader. We go by his example, and he's leading the way right now.
How much confidence and momentum has your team gained from the power play to take a 2-0 lead early tonight and just see it take over?
Yeah, special teams are so huge in the game now. With the amount of penalties that get called, your penalty kill and your power play, usually if you win that battle, you got a really good chance of winning the game. And our penalty kill has been good, and then obviously our power play has been really good of late. And against a tough team like that, to get a quick 2-0 lead coming off their back-to-back, it's really important, and our power play did that for us.
Can you kind of talk about that sequence at the end of the first where Dazzy makes that unbelievable save at the end and then you guys go down and score with less than a second?
Yeah, I mean, it's a 2-1 game or a 3-0 game, and Vassy's been doing that, during this whole year for us. And especially early on with Vassy when we were struggling a little bit defensively and giving up too many chances, he was giving us a chance to win. And luckily we were able to skill it out and score more goals than them. But you see a save like that, shows how mature he is and how confident he is back there. I think you said it, though. I mean, it's a 2-1 game or 3-0 game, so that's a really big save.
What's the difference it make when you come back to the locker room after seeing that?
Yeah, confidence. And at the same time, it wakes you up a little bit. You realize it could have been a 2-1 game. And I thought we came out in the second and, got right back after him. And I think that was big for us to rebound after giving up a chance like that.
And then you scored 30 seconds into the second period.
That's what I mean, yeah. So I liked our response going into the second after, almost giving up the lead. And then obviously carrying that momentum, scoring with 0.2 seconds or whatever it was left. That's a big momentum. And then we continued with that in the second period, which was huge.
Talk about Kucherov.
Yeah, you guys see it? I think it speaks for itself. I don't know what else I could say.
You got a better view, though.
Yeah, exactly. It's impressive. Each area you look and you see how well he's playing, and you don't think he'd get any better, and he seems to get better and better. Even throughout this year, how this year has gone, even it's a short year, but he keeps improving and he keeps finding those holes. Stammer's finding them, and with a shot like that, you get it on net, and a lot of times it's going to go in the net. So. To have two guys like that on your team who are that dynamic, it's pretty big.
Sergachev impressed you?